Hey, everybody. You're listening to Crystal here with the Plant Pusher podcast. And what's really, really exciting is that we're here with you to always talk about all things plants, colors, textures, shapes, their impacts on your life. I love working with plants. I love introducing you to new plants. And here at Plant Pusher, that's what I do. I push you straight to the plants. Hey, everybody. It's Crystal. I am your plant pusher, and I'm back to push some of this good plant loving on you today. Okay, so I have a deep, deep love for plants, as you know. But the sweet potato is everything. I live by the sweet potato. I love them in all types of colors and textures. I love growing sweet potatoes because they grow so deep in the ground. They stretch out and they harvest for a really long time in the region that I live in, which is in zone 7. I mean, I literally have harvested sweet potatoes over the years, well into January. And I'm talking started in early fall and then just kept it going. Pies, breads. Oh, y'all, I made a wonderful sweet potato bread. Like, it was like a coffee cake, crumbled coffee cake, but I made it with sweet potatoes instead. Baby, look, it was delectable. The plants were planting. Okay, so I just had to tell y'all that because I had to brag to somebody about it. But I love sweet potatoes and I love growing them. I want us to talk about sweet potatoes and some other uses you have for them. I make soap from them. I do all kind of dope things with sweet potatoes. And I love the rich nutrients. So I want to talk to you today about sweet potatoes and how fascinating they are and how versatile they are. So let's get into it. These vibrant orange or purple tubers are not only a staple in many cuisines, but they're also packed with those nutrients that I talked about. Okay, so get ready. Sweet potatoes are native to Central and South America. They've been cultivated for thousands of years. Okay, not yesterday, but thousands of years. And they were introduced to Europe by the one, the only traveler, aka Christopher Columbus, during his voyage to the New World, end quote. So the name sweet potato can be a bit misleading because they're not related to regular potatoes. In fact, the sweet potatoes belong to the morning glory family. Shut up. Makes sense because when the flowers are growing on, they look just like morning glories and they also vine like them too, upward. And I love morning glories. So I love that. We learn something new every day together. But sweet potatoes come in a variety of colors, including orange, purple, and white. Must admit, my favorite are the purple and the orange, and in that order. Okay, I do like them. But I've also had white sweet potatoes, which are like very shocking. Like when I eat them, I'm always like so confused because they do remind me of a standard potato, but they're stouter. But then at that rate, I just prefer a burro banana potato, fry, or plantain at that point, or jicama, because who loves some good jicamas? Me. Okay, stay focused, people. All right, so remember that your sweet potatoes are going to have a sweet and creamy taste. It's going to make them really, really versatile, whether you're doing it for a sweet dish or a savory dish. But whether you're doing it for fries, a casserole, a pie, a pudding, you've got countless ways to enjoy sweet potatoes. But what I like the most about them is the benefits. Sweet potatoes, they're a root vegetable. They're a nutritional powerhouse. They have an excellent source of vitamin A and C. And don't forget the potassium, because y'all really need potassium for your heart. The plant is giving you everything you need. Please don't forget the importance of potassium for your heart, as well as magnesium. And see, potatoes have excellent sources of potassium. Sweet potatoes are also known for being packed with antioxidants. And so that beautiful orange color gives beta carotene to that sweet potato. So if you're going to eat the orange, and remember, get your orange on, okay? Because the beta carotene is popping, and I like that. And don't forget about the vitamin A that's in them, because it's essential for your vision, okay? We need you to have an optimal immune system and skin health and great vision, and that's what vitamin A does for you. And that's why I love creating, you know, soap and other products from sweet potatoes, because I love the skin health benefits. So, you know, sweet potatoes are known for their low glycemic index. So for those who have to watch their sugar intake, they want something that's going to be slow releasing into the bloodstream. Hello, sweet potatoes are here. And it's awesome because they make a great option for people with diabetes and those looking to manage their blood sugar levels. So I like that. I want to think about a lot of your health needs and how this plant can support that for you. So another great thing about sweet potatoes is their versatility in the cuisines. We talked about the different dishes, whether it's a pie during holiday season or in Japan, where sweet potatoes are often roasted and enjoyed as a snack. In West Africa, they're the key ingredient in dishes like jollof rice and fufu. And who loves jollof rice and fufu is me. Okay, because there are a variety of different starches that can be used to make different types of fufu. Okay. And fufu is just one type. You have starch base, you have flours, you have all these different varieties of starches that can be used. So, oh, that sounds so good. Okay. So remember that sweet potatoes have also gained popularity as a healthy alternative to regular potatoes. They'll be used as substitutes. You can have them in your beautiful breakfast scramble with your bell peppers and whatever else you desire. And then they can be used as a substitute for mashed potatoes, like for fries, and even as a pizza crust. A pizza crust? Hold on. We can have a pizza crust out of sweet potatoes? Have y'all tried it? Oh my God. It sounds so yummy. I've done rice. I've done cauliflower. I have not done sweet potatoes as my crust. Maybe we should just make a dessert pizza. I don't know. But all I know is that if we do the sweet potatoes and we got to have something a little salty to do, like maybe you do like a pepper, like what a roasted pepper pizza with sweet potato crust. I have questions. Anyway, we have to try this together, y'all, because I thought I had some uses for sweet potatoes, but now you guys have got my stomach grumbling and now I'm wondering about what else we can create. When you're planting them, let me tell you a little secret. When I plant sweet potatoes, I do something very simple. I take sweet potatoes from my current harvest. I slice them into sections, like rounds. I drop the rounds in the ground. Lie to you not. I kind of go ham and throw them everywhere. I put dirt back on top of them and I soak them like a muddy mess almost. And then I leave them. And that is how I grow my sweet potatoes every year. Nothing fancy. I literally slice them, throw them in the ground, and bow, grow more potatoes. I know it's probably not the right way to do it, but I've been doing it for years and it works really well. And I get this abundant harvest and I get dirt everywhere, but who's to judge? It's simple. It's fun. It will make your children and the Lowe's in your neighborhood and in your life smile because you grew something with the dirt and with your hands. And it's so relaxing and so giving. So please don't be afraid and take your time. After they're ready to harvest, you can pull up one and test them. I do it all the time. And I'll tell you something, be careful with that shovel because while digging, you will hit them and you won't know it because they're tubers. They grow underground in the soil as a root vegetable. So remember that sweet potatoes, take your time, kind of dig in there a little bit, lift up gently because you don't want to break or damage your potatoes. And there's so many of them, they're going to spread like wildfire and you are going to be in love because sweet potatoes are the gift that keep on giving. My name is Crystal. I am honored to be your plant pusher. And today I pushed it on you real good. It was sweet potatoes. You need these in your life. Y'all have a great one and stay tuned and keep plant pushing. Peace. This show, Plant Pusher Podcast, is brought to you by Possibilities Podcast Platform. We appreciate you listening. Stay tuned. Your favorite episode is up next.